Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday here on Talkback on KSYL. I'm Al Quartermont. Not my normal day to be in here, but Sandra had to be out today, so I'm here along with Nathan Martin, and we're looking forward to talking with you guys throughout the morning here this morning. Nathan, how's it going?
Man, good. I got a little choked up just a second ago on my new non-polar 47,000-ounce cola that I don't drink anymore. You know, I'm bringing my own from home, and I drank it the wrong way, so I'm choking there for a second. I don't have a mute button, so if I start hacking, I'm sorry.
No problem. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's been a good week. Very busy. I'm headed out to the men's retreat up in, the Sinai men's retreat. We had the guest in a couple of weeks ago talking about that. And so I'm attending that as one of the teamers and looking forward to serving over the next couple of days with a bunch of guys up there. And hope we don't get rained on too much, but you know.
Right. Man, when I was driving home yesterday, I was driving from Pineville to Bentley around, I guess it was, 5:30-ish, quarter to 6. I was like, what is this, Hurricane Gustav again?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy.
It really came down.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I had to go most of the way about, 45, 50 miles an hour on the expressway where you're normally going 65. Mm. So it was really coming down, and I don't know. I don't have a rain gauge at the house, but I know Nick had asked people for totals, and somebody had posted in the Bentley area like 3.5 inches, and I'm like, that sounds right. Probably at least that, to be honest. It was absolutely coming down like crazy.
Well, and there's more on the way, so I'm looking at radar right now on weather.com, and I mean, it almost looks like a tropical storm, you know, the band that's kind of got some rotation to it that's coming up off the Gulf right now. Currently, it's more around Baton Rouge, but it's headed this way. So if you're going to be outside today, I hope you got an umbrella, rain slicker, or some other type of protection.
For sure. Here's what's coming up on the show today. Coming up at 7:45, Kim Lyons will be here from the Senlaw Pregnancy Center. They have their 6th annual Gift of Life Banquet that is coming up a week from Tuesday, September 17th, at the Randolph Riverfront Center. So we'll find out more about that. And then at 8:05, should be an interesting guest. We'll be talking with a young woman by the name of Anafi Wahed. She is the founder and CEO of a news website that's called The Flip Side, which offers views from both kind of the liberal and conservative sides when it comes to big stories that are going on. And we were kind of tipped off about her from the guy that you've dubbed as FedEx Sam.
I noticed you said I've dubbed. Thank you very much.
His real name is Neil, by the way. So, nice. So yeah, we'll talk with her. He had suggested us talking with her, and I actually, went on their website and I was looking at a few of the different issues, how they cover them, and they really do a nice job. So we'll get more of her thoughts on things, probably the political perspectives of what's going on right now, and why she wanted to start a news website like this one. So should be a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. Now, last night, down at the Holiday Inn downtown, they had the Rappahannock Foundation had their artificial intelligence and healthcare event, symposium, I guess you could call it. And I was invited to come down there to interview their keynote speaker, David Pogue. Some of you, if you watch CBS News Sunday morning, you've seen him. He's kind of their tech guy. He's also a host on the PBS show Nova. And just a great guy. Really enjoyed getting a chance to sit down and talk with him. We did about a 6-minute interview that I'll play probably at some point this morning and let you hear what his thoughts were. And I unfortunately couldn't stay for the dinner and to hear his speech, but he gave me a little preview of it, and I'm sure it was really good. AI is such a hot topic right now. And as he talks about, there's downside to AI, certainly. But when it comes to the healthcare industry, what it's allowing to be done right now is absolutely incredible. So I look forward to hearing that conversation coming up a little bit later. We got some calls coming in. Let's go ahead and jump on those. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling to offer my condolences that you had to drive in the rain. I feel bad about that.
Well, you probably were out there with the UPS truck. Nathan here this morning.
I'm not good at sarcasm, but I got the sarcasm.
Would you like a lozenge?
I think so. I'm sorry. He made me spew when he said that. Again, my family, I'm notoriously horrible at sarcasm, but I got that one.
Well, anyways, I actually wanted to call in to support Mayor Dupree. Now, for the record, I've only met him once. I know him through your radio station. Mm-hmm. I've heard him as he came on through the years with Mayor Fields and then as mayor himself. And this horrible situation is one thing I like about the Bible is it doesn't hide the sin of the people who follow God. It's very honest about it. And there's a scripture, and I should have looked it up before I called you, but it says, when you think you stand, take heed lest you fall.
Right.
We are all vulnerable to different things, but one thing that gave me confidence in this, as I looked it up online and read what I could find, according to the Rapides Journal and then the PDF put out by the lawyers, this happened a year ago, and I'm hoping and praying that the mayor and his wife and family will make it through this. I've seen people make it through this. Also seen people not make it through this. I don't know the extent of anything that went on, but it doesn't seem to have compromised his effectiveness to serve the people who elected him at all. I commend him for that. I know there's some people that are talking about a recall and all that, but you know, it's up to the voters. If they vote to recall him, that's one thing. I think they can also express themselves at the next election. But I've seen some people handle things like this in a way where they try to hide and lie and deny. And I don't see him doing that. And I want to commend him for that. I think as a person who has more responsibility than most people because he elevated himself to seek an elected position, he's handled it admirably. So I think... we need to be circumspect and let everything play out. But it seems to me that when I read that that her lawyers, once they saw the texts and the messages and pictures that she sent the mayor, that they ceased representing her. And to me, that tells me a lot. I know this is ugly, and I hate it. I wish it wouldn't have happened, but it did. And so I believe God has a purpose and a plan for it. And I just pray for the mayor and his wife. I hope that they can work through this. I have a great story of a man that I knew that it was the roles were reversed, but he got through this because he wanted his kids to have a mom and a daddy together. And one day I'll tell you that story. It's phenomenal, but my prayers for their restoration and the fact that it happened over a year ago and none of us knew about it, or I didn't know about it. I mean, I'm just a public, you know,
right.
Proves that he is still effective in his job and his role that the city of people of Pineville elected him to. So, anyways, that's my spiel. I just wanted
Can I ask you something? Because
sure.
I had received a call yesterday and somebody who was critical of me for not having really spoken on this, which I'm still thinking through a lot of it, and I've been hesitant because I have had a strong personal relationship with the mayor before he became mayor. I will say right. Since he became mayor, it's probably been more professional in nature. It's really because of Rich that I'm even here doing this show, because if you remember, he was doing the show along with Trish back at the time that, you know, I lost my job at KLB, and he had really recommended me to come in and take over. So for me, it's been a very emotional thing to see and consider, and I haven't really talked about it because I really haven't known yet how to talk about it. This person said that, you know, you're critical of other political people, and I thought about that later. It's true, but if you look at where I've criticized, it's always been on policy. It hasn't been personal with anybody that I can think of. But he asked me, you know, how did you view it when Bill Clinton had his situation?
Yeah.
So let me ask you that. How do you view this differently?
Well, that's what I had to think through. That's what I had to think through. And as I was reminiscing on that situation, Clinton became an issue because he lied. And actually, ironically enough, seeing the Reagan movie reminded me about all the Iran-Contra stuff. When an elected official, first of all, we're all fallible. When you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. If anybody who thinks they can't fall prey to a lure, then they're fooling themselves, and man, they got a rude awakening coming. Bill Clinton lied and lied, and even went so far as to say it depends on what the definition of the word is, and when the American people, I believe, are very forgiving when people are honest, and when people say, "Look, I messed up. This is what I did." They played, you know, the Reagan movie was written by Reagan's quotes in his speeches. And so when Quaid was playing him in that part, he, you know, they played Reagan's mea culpa to the American people. And he got through that. And I think that's one thing that has, you know, I've just been standing back watching. And that's one thing that I admire Mayor Dupree for. He didn't try to deny it. He didn't try to take steps to get rid of this woman by hiding her or paying her off, or, you know, according to the articles online, she was in their employ. He even offered her use of his condo after this, after the relationship had ended. And when she was threatened by an abusive husband, when she left the employ of the city who had hired her, not Mayor Dupree, she used him as a reference to get her next job. And so that tells me that there's some incongruencies in her story. And so, yes, with Bill Clinton, I think the problem that we had, that I had with it, was the lying and the deceptive nature, even after we knew he had done it. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know that we can be tempted to these things. We all know we're flawed individuals. What I expect in elected representatives is honesty. And if you make a mistake, you know, some mistakes require them to leave office. His mistake, the reason conservatives went after him was not because of, and I can't speak for everyone, but I think it's because of the lying. And so that's what we have to hold ourselves to. You know, we're all in this world together. We're all flawed. I know some people seem to be on a pinnacle that, you know, man, they got it all together. But there's some area, every strength has a corresponding weakness. Nobody gets it all. And I had to think about that because that's the first thing I thought of was Clinton. Now, I had a personal animosity against the man because of some stories that came out about him in Arkansas, and evidently he had a predatory problem that went on his whole life. Mm. I tried to put forth a case that would be congruent and the same for both sides. And, you know, I'm a conservative. I am predisposed to favorable thinking of people who share my worldview, because I believe that worldview works out for the best for most people. It results in the greatest human thriving and is closest to the biblical model. That said, you know, I try to be a responsible adult, and you know, if it had come out that Mayor Dupree had done more things, had done like King David to try to cover up his sin, then I would, you know, I would be a lot more amenable to the people wanting to recall him, but it doesn't appear to me that he did that at all. It seems that he ended it, however it went, whatever he meant by infidelity, you know, whether it was just looking at her pictures or whatever, I don't know. But he ended it and treated the woman right as a public official above her, and then she later on down the road decided to turn and try to use this to her advantage. You know, we're going to get that, the comparison to Clinton and those things. But I think we just need to be consistent as people going through life. So I just wanted to express my support for him and for the people of Pineville. And evidently he's still effective in his job, so I think he can still benefit the people that he was elected by if they'll just be patient and let this thing work itself out.
I really appreciate your thoughts, and thank you for expressing them.
No problem. Y'all have a great day.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. We need to take a break. We'll come back with more calls.
KSYL.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. JetBlue says it benefited from that tech outage that canceled thousands of flights across the industry in July. The airline said passengers at rival airlines rebooked with JetBlue. Now the airline has boosted some of its guidance. An errant software update from CrowdStrike forced airlines to cancel those flights in July. Delta took the biggest hit. Verizon is buying Frontier Communications in a deal valued at $20 billion. This will help Verizon ramp up plans to roll out high-speed internet service to more areas. This year, many holiday shoppers are getting an early start, and a lot of them won't be spending as much as they did a year ago. Those findings are in Bankrate's new look at winter holiday spending. Bankrate found that almost half of those surveyed plan to begin shopping for the holidays by Halloween. Only around a quarter said they plan to spend more than they did last year. Futures are mixed this morning after a mixed close for Wall Street yesterday. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Got a big day ahead of you? Then it's best to fuel up with some of Sinlaw's best at Bercato's Restaurant. Walk right in and just smell that home-style cooking. Place your order, take a seat, and do breakfast right. Till 9:30 this morning, get fresh biscuits, eggs any way you like them, melt-in-your-mouth pancakes, grits, hash browns, sausage, bacon, even wraps and sandwiches. And don't forget their fresh brewed coffee. Bercato's Restaurant, 28 West, right across from the Coliseum. Your breakfast is waiting on you.
Uh-oh. Sometimes things at work go sideways. It's days like this when your workers' comp carrier matters most.
I was not planning for this today.
When your workday takes an unexpected turn, trust Luba Workers' Comp to provide the support and solutions you need to get everything back to normal. Contact us today to experience genuine dependability in action. Visit us online at lubawc.com or call your independent insurance agent today.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, here on TalkBack. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Well, didn't Palmville have another problem recently, about 10 or 15 years ago, with a mayor?
I mean, 10 or 15 years ago, it was Mayor Fields. He was mayor since 2001, I believe. So I don't think
Mayor,
so.
Mayor Fields was the, his assistant mayor of Pineville. That's how he became mayor, because they got rid of the other mayor for doing the same, for being involved in stuff like this.
I wasn't here then, so I don't know. Do you know, Nathan?
You know, I was around during that time, and there was, you know, Mayor DeLatte served for about a year and a half, and then he resigned. His letter was for health reasons, and then Mayor Fields, who was mayor pro tem, was appointed the mayor and then ran in the special election and won, and then he ran for election, I guess it'd be re-election, in 2002.
Okay.
So, yes, in 1999, I think in December of 99, Mayor DeLatte resigned. And Mayor and Councilman, then Councilman Clarence Fields, was appointed because he was Mayor Pro Tem, and the rest of the council, you know, appointed him until the special election, which I think was in October of the following year. So,
well, he resigned because he got caught with something similar going on, and I just think that Pineville has a problem with this. I mean, they're like a regular Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I mean?
I think everyone is going to have their opinion on this. And, you know, certainly that's the thing that opens up when you make an indiscretion, is there's going to be a lot of political fallout, and this is something that Mayor DePree is now going to have to deal with.
Well, I just like the way people, when they get their, they get caught up in stuff like this, they start talking about God. Look, y'all have a great day.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, and you know, that is another part of this. You know, our previous caller, Dave, had brought up, you know, David from the Bible. And certainly once there was confession and repentance, there was restoration. Excuse me. That is the biblical pattern. And that, and you, the reason that people talk about God is, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian and you fall into sin, that's what you do. You repent of it, you confess it, and if God has forgiven you, then you go on. But I will say this, because the house of David suffered from that. Eventually, it tore the kingdom of Israel into two. There are always consequences to our actions. And I say that as somebody who is a sinner as well. And I know that there are things that I've done that there are consequences to. So I don't sit here as a high moral judge on this, other than, but for the grace of God, there go I. At the same time, when you're in an elected position, mayor, anything, there is an expectation of a moral compass. And when you violate that, to some degree, you violated the trust of the public. And so I just feel that people have a right to be angry about this, those who are. And you also now have given place to people who already were your enemies to just further pile on. And those are those consequences that you have to deal with. Your relationship with God can be restored. Your relationship with your wife and family can be restored. But there are always going to be consequences to those actions that when we do those things at the time, we're obviously not thinking about them. But they're real, and they will persist. And so, you know, I don't fault him at all for talking about God, because I know that Rich is a Christian man who fell into sin, apparently, and has had to repent of that. But now, as I said, is going to have to deal with the consequences of it. And it affects a lot of things. It affects the city. It does. It affects this show. Nathan can't really talk about it because of the litigation. But, you know, he's a co-host on this show. So it affects me because we've been friends. It affects the monthly show that we have. These are just the realities of what happens after something like that takes place. So, you know, you can throw stones at somebody, and David had his enemies that rose because of what he did. But I don't question his faith at all. In fact, I would guess that through this, it's probably been made stronger. So that's all I got to say about that. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you made it through the rain, too. So I was able to get through also. Hey, I just wanted to touch on this too. I know, our church offers this marriage, it's like a 14-week class. It's pretty intense. It covers, all kinds of topics. We're second week of it. We did love last week, and, this week, it's, on brokenness. And we actually met last night, and, it's called Reengage. It's this group out of Dallas area that puts it on. But one of the things that we were talking about last night, is talking about, I'm just getting it from the book. I pulled it out. It says, the great news is that no matter how broken you are, the damage you've done, God invites you to belong, to bring that brokenness to him. He resurrects broken lives and heals relationships. He will not reject anyone, who comes humbly to him. And then, there's Psalm 51:17, it says, admit yourself into God, your brokenness and inability to love your spouse like God loves you. Because God will not reject a contrite heart. So,
right.
So I think, I mean, we're all broken in certain ways. This is one example of it, but it's what you do with it too. That is the key thing. And, I've known Rich, I don't know how many years, but, not as close as some people, but I just, it says a lot about him and his wife too, that, I mean, it's, that she's still standing with him. So
yes,
that's just what I got to say right now about it.
All right. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's get one more call in before the break. Good morning. You're on Talkback. Hello. Good morning.
Thank you, son. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I think you summed it good, Al, about how God will restore and your wife could restore the relationship. My question isn't that. My question is, I guess, how it affects the city of Pineville and your ability to lead now that that's happened. Like you said, you know, you got to own up to that now. And I guess the question is this. Does the city of Pineville, because this involved basically three employees for the city, one of them being the mayor, do they have an EO handbook? And this might be for Nathan. I'm not asking about this particular instance, But do they have a handbook that addresses inappropriate relationships for people who work for the city of Pineville? And if so, how have cases like this been handled in the past? Because if they've been, if people that have been dealt with based off of, I guess, the handbook, well, that I know yesterday, I believe y'all said that Dan was gone at this time, so he's gone. How's it going to go forward if your top administrator is being accused of this or has basically admitted to this? And that's going to affect his ability to lead. And I'll hang up and listen.
Sure, thank you. And I think that's fair to ask. And I think people have legitimate questions to ask. So.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm not the one to be able to answer right now. I mean, outside of the case, of course, there is a policy and procedure handbook and employee handbook that outlines how any complaint would be handled, and it is in writing. But and that's aside from this case, there is a general policy that lays out, you know, employee grievances in any matter, so including concerns of sexual harassment or unfair practices or vacation time, PTO, personal time off. So yeah, there is an employee handbook, and but anything about this case, Mark Villar, Villar and Green would be the appropriate one to talk to.
All right. We will take a break, and Kim Lyons will join us after this.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's TalkBack after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, we are back here on Talk Back, and we'll change topics now. Joining us in the studio is Kim Lyons. She is the Executive Director of the Senlaw Pregnancy Center, and they have an exciting event that is coming up a week from Tuesday, the 6th Annual Gift of Life Banquet at the Randolph Riverfront Center. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Nice to see your smiling face here this morning.
Oh, thanks. It's kind of dreary outside.
It is.
Trying to bring a ray of sunshine.
I think we're going to have a nice weekend, though, from what
that's
it
what
looks like.
Yeah.
Once this gets past, that's right.
Looking forward to that.
I was a little worried. I saw some old guy on the side of the road building an ark, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, no.
That's scary right there.
So I know we had you on a couple weeks ago to kind of preview the banquet a little bit. We're getting that much closer. How are ticket sales going? How are sponsorships going?
They're doing pretty well. We are we're about where we were the last couple of years at this time, which we know our community kind of procrastinates on purchasing tickets for events. And but I will tell you, our community has always been very supportive of the mission of the work of the Pregnancy Center, and always come to the table, even if, you know, for those who are maybe out of town that week. I've heard from a lot of people who are traveling that week and still continuing to pour into the ministry with material goods and financial donations, and we're so excited and so thankful for that. We're pretty on fire about what we do, and we're pretty passionate about the work that we're doing and making changes and impacting families for generations to come. And honestly, I'm here to ask for the community to step up to the plate and be just as passionate as we are about the work that we're doing. And so that's what I'm here for today.
And you've had a lot of support since the Senlaw Pregnancy Center began. How many years ago now?
So we opened our center in Alexandria in 2017.
Okay.
And then we opened our Marksville Center in 2019. And then we opened our Miss Lou Center in Vidalia that sits right on the border in 2022. So we run and operate all three centers, and prayerfully discerning where there might be a fourth pop-up.
Wow.
So that's on the radar. And I have to share, this past week, in the past 2 weeks, we celebrated that we saw our 2,000th client.
Wow.
Over the 6.5 years that we've been open and operating. And for us, that's a celebration. There's a lot of hard parts to what our team does, and a lot of hardship, and a lot of it's an emotional situation a lot of the times. Not always, but to know that we have had the opportunity to impact families and generations, and for 2,000 women who have come to us that started their journey with a pregnancy test. And for a lot of those, you know, the unplanned pregnancy piece of it, there's some, you know, there's fear and anxiety behind the decision that they have to make about that child and their family. But it's also the catalyst sometimes for change. You know, sometimes those situations that we feel like we're in the desert, we feel like we're alone, those are sometimes the moments where we really do need somebody to hold our hand and pull us into a different direction, and the catalyst for making changes in our life. So we view that as a beautiful opportunity, and to know that we've had that for 6.5 years and seen that many women and families and fathers and support people who have been able to participate in the program, that's pretty tremendous for us.
Absolutely is. You know, as you were talking about that, my mind recalled Miss Becky, who was our very faithful listener and caller, and passed away a few months ago. But I remember she would text me quite often, and I don't know how she knew. She obviously knew somebody at the pregnancy center, but she would say, there's a young lady there who's considering abortion. Pray for her that she changes her mind. Mm-hmm. And then I would get a text later, she's changed her mind and she's going to have the baby. Mm-hmm. So just to know that is happening 2,000 times in 7 or so years, that's 2,000 more lives whose hearts are beating in our community. Mm-hmm. That's just miraculous.
I know how she knew, because I'm subscribed to the same texting service.
Okay.
And so there's a wonderful, I love it, because every time I get that text, pray for, you know, Heidi or whoever the counselor is with a client who is considering this or whatever the situation is. And then sometime later, often you'll get a response of, you'll continue to pray or rejoice with us. Right. That's a real deal.
And honestly, y'all, the prayer is just that, you know, the opportunity that we have to plant the seed, to educate our community, whether, you know, it's a mom or a woman who is in an unplanned pregnancy or a crisis pregnancy, or even if they're, whatever their decision may be, you know, we know that our community is prayerful, and we do, you know, very much are thankful that we have the opportunity to reach out for prayer in the community. You know, women who come to us, they don't necessarily always make that choice, and we continue to pray for them. And some of them have, some of our clients, some of the moms that we've seen, they actually have not opted, not chosen life, and so many of them do come back to us maybe in their next pregnancy, or to come back and seek us for assistance, for help after they did make that choice. And that to me is just a powerful statement to the reality that whenever every single person who walks in our door, they feel loved, they are not judged, they truly are walking into a place of safety. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, again, that unplanned pregnancy is the catalyst for opening up the doors for so many things to happen in their life.
Wow.
Thanks for talking about that, because that is very powerful. We have a little over 500 subscribers who do receive a text message in those most critical moments, whenever we are meeting with a mom who is really struggling with what they're going through. And so we're just thankful for that. So thanks for bringing that up.
Absolutely. I might have to jump on that text myself.
Yeah. If you know, any of our listeners are interested, give us a call. We'll be happy to have a conversation with you about that and get you guys signed up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I know that the topic of abortion is kind of front and center politically this year. I was just listening to a story today that among single women, the Democrats, Kamala Harris, has like a 38-point advantage. And the number one reason, they said, is because of abortion. Mm-hmm. So how do we change the conversation for young women to see that whole issue differently, that it's not just about, quote, reproductive rights, it's also about the life of that fetus, that infant, the baby?
I think it's a one-by-one conversation, just like how I think Jesus would have done it in his day, and having building relationship with people is the most impactful way. And we've seen that in our experiences at the pregnancy center. We've seen that taking the time to have conversations with women and their support people or the fathers to really educate them on what their options are with the truth behind all the options. So we do spend time in our options counseling on the topic of abortion. We cover all the ins and outs. We talk about parenting and keeping that child and all of the pieces that come along with it, from the beginning during the pregnancy all the way through the postpartum season, which is oftentimes even more difficult than the pregnancy.
Sure.
And then we also spend a lot of time educating on adoption, because a lot of people do not really know the ins and outs of what adoption can look like and the open adoption option. And so by taking the time to educate and really spend time with each woman that comes to us, I feel like that's an opportunity and an open door to not just change the heart of someone, but really to speak about the truth. A lot of times the ultrasound, which is something our staff are medically trained to do, is the opportunity to open the door for them to see that the child within really is alive.
Yes.
There's a lot of lies out there about the child within, that it's just a blob of mass, it's just a clump of cells. And, you know, we really try to stay out of the political light of it, mm-hmm. because if we know that we're building relationships and giving women an opportunity to see that baby and to hear that heartbeat, there's no need for us to go down the political route, because we have the opportunity right there with them in our center to love them where they are, to meet their needs, to figure out what the resources are that they need to be successful through their journey.
For the banquet a week from Tuesday, tell us about your featured speaker.
Yeah, Toni McFadden, she'll be coming to us from Pennsylvania. Toni's story is very unique. She did experience an unplanned pregnancy in her younger years. She was not aware of any options related to like the services that we offer, pregnancy center type work. She did bark in the doors of an abortion clinic. She did experience a chemical abortion, and then I'll leave the remainder of the details of the story for her to tell in her portion of what she shares. But I will tell you this, that through that journey, the Lord really had his hand in that, and she, through the journey of the father of that child, they ended up finding a place of redemption and finding a place of hope. They ended up finding one another later in life, getting married, and they have a beautiful family.
Wow.
And so, you know, when you look at the generations and the impact of life, we know that there's a lot around the issue of abortion, but more than anything, we know that the chemical abortion option that is not being mandated by any medical entity, it's not being overseen, that there are women in our community who are literally ordering the chemical abortion pill online without any medical oversight.
Yeah.
And she will speak to, you know, to that issue a little bit and speak to the value of the services of pregnancy centers across our world and the truth behind how they celebrate their unborn child. But her story is just one of hope and one that we are very excited that she has been, you know, able and willing to come and share. I also want to say, I just got to give a little shout out to Alexandria Senior High School. We kind of just stayed local with several of our pieces for our banquet this year. And if you're familiar with the Highs and Lows, the a cappella choir from Ashe, they're going to be our entertainment. And they've been working really hard to produce some really beautiful music for the evening. Of course, the meal is always a phenomenal meal. And Kaya Isles with Six Feet Under will be present also. She'll be singing our national anthem for us. So really just tying into the community more and more for the services that we offer.
Great. We are out of time. How can people get tickets real quickly?
Find us on our Facebook page, Sunlaw Pregnancy Center. Find us on our website. And either of those options will give you links to purchase tickets or reserve a table for 8. And we are so excited to do this again. We really hope that our community comes out.
Absolutely. Kim, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thanks again.
Taking part in Talk Back could not be any easier. Call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442 442-
8255. That's 442-TALK.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now back to the show.
All right, we just have a few seconds left in this hour. Again, coming up at 8:05, we'll talk with Anafi Wahed. She is the founder and CEO of a news website called The Flip Side. You might want to do a little search. They also have a Facebook page. And we'll talk about how and why they present both the liberal and conservative sides of respective news stories, because we certainly debate a lot of that here.
You're right.
On TalkBack.
I'm curious about the how.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, because it takes a strong journalistic ethic to do that.
Absolutely. So we'll look forward to talking with her and take your calls as well. Much more coming up in hour number two of TalkBack, so stay with us.
Been listening to TalkBack. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.